Good morning, Rex.
Oh, good morning. My name's Sarah Sanderson. I've been sort of having a chat with a few of you guys about buying a car because I used to get my car serviced there and it got written off.
Oh, yes, okay. Yep.
Not sure. I don't think I've spoken to you. Who's this? Sorry.
My name's Warwick.
Warwick. G'day. Yeah. Who's the other guy who's usually in the office?
Probably Tony, I'd say.
Tony, yeah. I'm just wondering, Tony sort of said I could call, I'm thinking about buying a car from a dealer now. I was sort of looking at private sales and I brought one in for a pre-purchase inspection.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at this one from a dealer and I was just wondering, do you ever arrange for pre-purchase inspections when it happens through a dealer, or do you kind of just rely on the warranty?
Oh, no, we'd still go through that process of a pre-purchase inspection. Main reason being you're sort of relying on them to have the in-house mechanics there as well. That'll do the normal checks and that. But we had one recently, it was about a month ago, where a guy bought a car from a dealership. And he brought it in for us to check out after the purchase, and it was down on compression and had modifications and everything. And he's like, he didn't know much about modified cars or anything. And, people to know all about that. But we dig a little bit deeper, and the thing's been quite heavily modified in the past.
So that caused problems with roadworthy and stuff.
Yeah, which sort of posed the question, how did it get through roadworthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is... I didn't ask which dealership it was, but it does happen, that's all.
So it's fair for me to say to the dealer, I want to take it for a
pre-purchase
inspection?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we can sort of fit that in.
How does it normally happen? Does the dealer bring it to you guys? Or
most of the time, yeah. They'll just send an apprentice or one of the salesmen, and they'll do work from here or whatever.
Okay, awesome.
What we do. Yeah. If they hesitant to do it, then it's sort of red flags straight off the bat.
Yeah, okay, great. Do you reckon, have you guys got a space to do one on Friday morning?
Let me have a look. I think I should be okay. We're just down one mechanic at the moment, so we've kept the workload light, which is good because we invariably they'll rather do this sort of work than pulling things to pieces. Let me have a look what we got. Replace brake lines, minor. Check brakes, minor. Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
All right. Well, could you pop that in? Because I'm going to go look at it after work today or this afternoon, and I'll talk to them. And if I'll just take it for a test drive, and if it feels good, I'll just say I want to bring it for a pre-purchase inspection, and then I can, if it's good, I can buy it on Saturday. That should be good.
Yeah, sweet ass. What year model car is it?
2020
WRX or STI?
It's actually Outback.
Outback.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just trying to think if there's anything that we normally see with those models. The good thing is I can't say I've ever seen a modified one, which is good.
Probably not. Buying it from... I don't know. Sorry, what did you say the other guy's name is, who's usually in the office?
Tony.
Yeah, Tony, I was talking to him about... Because I was talking to him about the petrol versus diesel and also... Mm. And he kind of suggested try and get one 2020 on if you can, with the Outback. So that's why I've kind of found this one that's 2020. It's not the premium model. It's just because I haven't got huge budget. But I want to try and get it.
It's not diesel. It's petrol.
It's petrol. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I can't. Yep. I've seen a good diesel one yet. They've all been pretty horrible. Long term, I want to say. Maintenance wise, but petrol's been great. I own 2022 Outback, which would be the same sort of thing.
Yeah, nice
petrol, and it's been great. I obviously cut my kids around and that sort of stuff.
That's so encouraging. Yeah.
Yeah. Tow campers, everything. I love that thing.
Awesome. Well,
yeah.
fingers crossed. If you, yeah, my name's Sarah Sanderson. If you could put in for a pre-purchase inspection, like tomorrow or Friday morning, I don't know. I'll talk to the guys this afternoon, but I'll give you a call.
If I give you
and let you know if it's not going ahead. Probably easiest if I talk to them tonight. If you put it in for Friday, then I can let you know tomorrow if it's not going to happen.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much.
No worries.
At 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock?
Yeah, just tell them 8:30 sort of sharp.
8:30 sharp,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we can put the hustle on them a bit.
Yeah, great. Awesome. Thanks heaps.
No worries.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Sounds good. Have a good night.
Bye.
Yeah.